Oakland Talking Book Service at RHPL. OTBS Fall/Winter 2019 Look Again. Rochester Hills Public Library Lions of Michigan Winter Camp for the Blind. The Lions of Michigan will hold its 51st Winter Camp for the Blind February 7-9, 2020. This special camp provides a social gathering for up to 80 adults with visual impairments from around the state. The camp is held at the Battle Creek Public Schools Outdoor Education Center, Clear Lake Camp, 15 miles north of Battle Creek. Activities include music, bingo, arts and crafts, demonstrations of adaptive technology, and more. Campers pay a small fee for housing, bedding, meals, clothing, snacks, and craft materials. For more information, contact Camp Operations Director Barry Allen at 734-428-7034 or barryrallen@aol.com or Roger Boss at 269-964-8695 or rogerboss@att.net. Useful technology tips. Microsoft Windows 10 includes Narrator, a built-in screen reading app that requires no downloading or installation. This free feature has been significantly improved and serves as an economic alternative to other expensive screen readers. Be My Eyes is a free app available for Apple and Android phones that connects people with visual impairments with sighted volunteers. If you need help with something like reading instructions on a can or matching colors, you make a video call using the app, and a sighted volunteer guides you through the task. For more information about Narrator, visit support.microsoft.com. If you have a technology tip to share or you would like more information about accessible technology, call Marcia, our assistive technology assistant at 248-650-5682. Need help? Try the Area Agency on Aging 1B. The Area Agency on Aging 1B is a nonprofit that serves seniors, family caregivers, and adults with disabilities in six counties: Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, St. Clair, Livingston, and Monroe. Founded in 1974, it's part of a national network of area agencies on aging, and one of 16 area agencies on aging in Michigan. AA1B helps people access the services and support they need to remain independent and safe. Those include government-funded in-home care programs, adult day programs, the MI Choice Medicaid waiver program, Meals on Wheels, transportation, help with Medicare and Medicaid, wellness classes for seniors and caregivers, chore services, to help with lawn mowing or snow shoveling, home injury control, kinship care support, and more. Programs are either low or no cost. Some programs have eligibility requirements. The Information and Assistance Telephone Line, 800-852-7795, is the gateway to finding resources in our six-county region. More information is available at www.AAA1B.org. The agency is funded primarily through the Federal Older Americans Act, the State of Michigan's Aging and Adult Services Agency and Department of Health and Human Services, county governments, grants, and fundraising. If you like reading about Michigan history and current events, or if you enjoy novels set in our home state, try some of these books about the Great Lakes State. What the Eyes Don't See, A Story of Crisis, Resistance, and Hope in an American City by Mona Hanna-Adisha, DB 92227, in 2014 when the state of Michigan shifted the source of its water supply to the Flint River, citizens began complaining about the water quality. After initially believing state officials, the author, a pediatrician, soon realized that she needed undeniable proof to stop the lead poisoning. She details this fight of her life. The Marsh King's Daughter by Karen Dion, DB 90692, Helena Pelletier's mother was kidnapped as a teenager by Helena's father and kept in a remote cabin in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Over 20 years later, Helena's father has killed two guards, escaped from prison, and disappeared into the marsh. Helena may be the only one capable of finding him. The Death and Life of the Great Lakes by Dan Egan, DB 87702, a Wisconsin journalist examines the ecological impact of dense human habitation on the Great Lakes, which contain 20% of the Earth's fresh water. He discusses industrial practices, invasive species, connections between the lakes and the ocean, and more. August Snow by Stephen MacJones, DB 87398. August Snow returns to Detroit's Mexican town where he grew up. A cop like his dad, August sued the city for $12 million over being let go for investigating corruption. Now a wealthy woman from a previous high-profile case demands his help. A $500 house in Detroit, rebuilding an abandoned home and an American city by Drew Philp, DB 88460, autobiographical account of a young man who moved to Detroit where he bought a crumbling house for very little money. He recounts how he repaired and rebuilt the house, and discusses the city's history and the many issues it faces, such as gentrification, racial tensions, and class warfare. The Kelloggs, The Battling Brothers of Battle Creek by Howard Markle, DB 89444. This profile of brothers John Harvey Kellogg and Will Keith Kellogg examines their careers and their contentious relationship. The book discusses their early lives in Michigan, their faith, and the impact of advancements in healthcare in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, among other topics. Michigan Reads. Follow OTBS on Facebook. Connect with other members of the OTBS community and stay up to date with OTBS happenings by liking on FB at facebook.com/OTBS-at-RHPL. We want your feedback. All Rochester Hills Public Library programs are open to OTBS patrons, but we would like to offer programming specifically for you. This spring and summer, we offered Braille jewelry, origami, and FIMO clay classes. If we offer more programs for visually impaired patrons in the future, what would you be interested in? Would transportation make it too difficult to attend a program? What would be the best way to let you know about future programs? Please share your ideas with us at 248-650-5681 or alice.cruz@rhpl.org. OTBS Book Discussion Groups. If you are looking for an opportunity to discuss great books and network with other Talking Book Service patrons, please consider joining one of these stimulating book discussion groups. OTBS Book Friends. The group meets at 1 p.m. on the first Monday of each month at the Good Samaritan Lutheran Church at 517 West Walton Boulevard in Pontiac. The location is accessible by the Smart Bus System. Visit otbs.rhpl.org for the upcoming schedule of discussions. To receive digital copies of the discussion books, contact Marcia at 248-650-5682. Phony friends. If you prefer not to travel, join our virtual book group that requires only a phone call. At 1:30 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, the group will discuss books via conference call. To learn more about this group, visit otbs.rhpl.org or contact Alice at 248-650-5681. OTBS reaches out to its community. If you are planning a low vision or senior event that you would like OTBS to participate in, or if you would like us to conduct a training session with your consumer group, agency, or clients, please contact us as we are delighted to be involved. Over the last few months, OTBS staff have participated in several senior information fairs and spoken about our services at local Rotary groups. Contact Alice at alice.cruz@rhpl.org or call 248-650-5681. OTBS Newsletter by Mail. If you would like to receive the OTBS newsletter by email, let us know. You can contact us at alice.cruz@rhpl.org or outreach@rhpl.org. Fall Program Highlights. Life of Henry Ford. Tuesday, October 22, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Mike Skinner is a docent at the Henry Ford Museum, Paquette Model T Plant, and Fair Lane in Dearborn. His specialty is Henry Ford. Life of Mark Twain. Tuesday, November 19, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Go back to 1900 and interact with the individual many have called America's first great writer and humorist. Hear about his family's trials, travels and tribulations from his wife, Livy. Find out how their family dealt with wealth, bankruptcy, and wealth regained. Ray Dory will appear in full costume and present in character. Shop Small Saturday Author Fair Saturday, November 30th, 10 a.m.-3 p.m. No registration required. Rochester's literary scene comes alive during Shop Small Business Saturday. This event offers the chance to discover intriguing new authors from a variety of genres. As an OTBS patron, you are welcome to register and attend any of the programs scheduled at the Rochester Hills Public Library. We are happy to help you obtain an RHPL library card, which is required for program registration. To view a complete listing of programs, visit calendar.rhpl.org or call 1-800-774-4542 for assistance. Do you have more than one talking book machine? The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is no longer manufacturing the current models of the standard or advanced digital talking book machines because planning is currently underway for the next generation of talking book players. However, production of the new equipment could still be years away. In the meantime, there is a concern that there will be a shortage of talking book players, especially for new patrons. If you have more than one machine, we are asking that you return one so that there will be an adequate supply for everyone. If you need a box to mail it back in, just let us know and we will provide you with one. If you are having problems with your equipment, we would be happy to walk you through some troubleshooting steps before ordering a new one. Patrons who would like to access our books on multiple devices are encouraged to sign up for Bard, our free downloadable Braille and audiobook service. This service allows patrons to download books immediately to smartphones or tablets with no need to return them. If you are interested in learning more about Bard, call Alice or Marcia at 248-650-5681 or 248-650-5682. OTBS Staff Book Recommendations. The Secret History of Wonder Woman by Jill Lepore, DB 80065. This work of nonfiction illuminates the life of Dr. William Moulton Marston, the originator of Wonder Woman, while also examining the history of the women's movement of the early 1900s in the context of how it impacted America's idea of womanhood. In addition, psychology is explored in this book, as Dr. Marston was a psychologist and his experiences had an impact on his formation of Wonder Woman and her ideals. Also discussed are the lives of the important women in his adult life and how they influenced him. This book presents a rounded look at Dr. Marston, with both positive and negative traits uncovered. This book is timely considering the renewed interest superheroes are enjoying right now. Jennifer Educated, a memoir by Tara Westover, DB 90188. It is amazing to me what Tara Westover was able to overcome and accomplish, considering her crazy family dynamics. Besides being a true account of her life, it definitely is a page-turner. Tara grew up on a farm in Idaho. She has five older brothers and one older sister. Her father has a junkyard on the property. Her father makes a living scrapping metal from the junkyard. Instead of going to school, he makes the kids work the junkyard, where several serious accidents occur. He doesn't believe in doctors, so their mother treats the family with home remedies. Her older brother Richard teaches her to read and encourages her to go on to college. Marcia, The Extraordinary Life of Sam Hell by Robert Tugoni, DBC 00304. Sam Hell's mother believes her red-eyed son is destined to be extraordinary, but unfortunately, not all his classmates have the same opinion. Because Sam's eyes are red as a result of his ocular albinism, his fellow students call him Sam Hell, taunt him, and even beat him. Luckily for Sam, his parents, especially his devout Catholic mother, defend him fiercely, and he makes lifelong friends Ernie Kentwell and Mickey Kennedy, who are both extraordinary in their own way. Alternating between the story of Sam's Catholic school childhood in the 1950s and 60s and his adult life as an ophthalmologist, this book is a moving tribute to the power of family and friendship. Tugoni is a talented writer, paying attention to the little details that make a story and characters come to life. I highly recommend this memorable book. Alice by Farewell and Happy Reading, by Christine Lindhage. This will be my last column for OTBS's Look Again newsletter. I will be retiring from the library world at the end of this year. I spent the first third of my life learning to be a librarian and the second third of my life earning a living as a public librarian. I intend to spend the last third of my life returning my services through volunteerism in our community. I started as a librarian in 1971 by delivering books in Troy, MI. In a sense, my career is ending on the same note of service to those who may not be able to use traditional library resources. I am proud of the services the staff of the Rochester Hills Public Library, and in particular, the staff of the Oakland Talking Book Service, provide to the community. Our goal is to make everyone feel welcome and to meet the educational, recreational, and entertainment needs of you, our clients. I have enjoyed the opportunity to lead a staff dedicated to providing the best library services possible to you, our users. I wish you many, many happy hours of reading, whether you are reading large print, braille, audiobooks or ebooks, and look forward to my own expanded hours of happy reading. Best wishes to all of you. Christine Lindhage, Library Director. Interested in volunteering? Be a RUB reader. The materials in the Talking Book Library are rated to let patrons know if the titles contain any violence, strong language, or sexual content. This helps our patrons select books that have appropriate levels of each category for their individual reading preferences. As we grow our collection, the National Library Service, NLS, in Washington, D.C. has started contracting with commercial audio producers in order to get more materials at a much faster rate to our patrons. Unfortunately, these titles are not rated under the NLS standards, and are listed as unrated. We need RUB, rating unrated books, volunteers to rate these unrated titles so our patrons continue to receive the materials they want, without worry of reading something they find offensive or inappropriate. If you are interested in participating as a volunteer rater, please contact Shelley Roussin at the Kent District Library at 616-647-3988 or mroussin@kdl.org. Look again online, this newsletter is available in several formats via otbs.rhpl.org. You can listen to an audio version, scan the text-only version using screen reading software or print off the PDF version. We can send you a Braille version of the newsletter upon your request. Oakland Talking Book Service at RHPL Rochester Hills Public Library 500, Old Town Road L, Rochester, Michigan, 48307. OTBS Free Matter for the Blind and Handicapped 1-800-774-4542 or 248-650-7150, outreach at rhpl.org. Visit us at otbs.rhpl.org. OTBS hours Monday, Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. minus 6 p.m. Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m. Closed Sundays June 14, Sept 8, OTBS closings April 21, Easter May 12, Mother's Day May 25 to 27. Memorial Day July 4th. Independence Day August 31 Sept 2. Labor Day.